The 2022 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, the 68th session thereof, is now in order.
Wait a minute. Can you guys mute him on Zoom? I think we must have a Zoom. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I think Scott sometimes forgets that that we've had a little change of hands since last year, but he'll be back with us later. Although he is not here with us in person, we do have a message from him that I will be sharing with you in just a little bit. But we are going to actually kick off our opening ceremonies. I'm going to introduce the president of our host chapter, Miss J.J. Aragon. Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing? All right. We are going to get... Am I too close? Okay, can you still hear me? Okay, beautiful. We're going to go ahead and get started with our Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to introduce my godson, Sailor Lawrence, and he's going to be reading the Pledge of Allegiance for us.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, baby. You can go sit down. All right, can everyone hear me? No feedback. Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm going to read our NFB pledge in English, and then we've got Ernesto Luca to read it in Spanish.
He's doing the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish.
Oh, excuse me, I had that backwards. I'm gonna introduce Ernesto Luca to do the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish.
Prometo lealtad a la bandera de los Estados Unidos de América y a la República que representa, una nación bajo Dios, indivisible, con libertad y justicia para todos.
Muchas gracias, señor Luca, para leer the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, everyone, I will go ahead and start. I'm going to sing for you God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night. JJ, a big round of applause. And before she continues, I think that deserves a door prize.
oiga. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so we have everybody that came or is registered. So we're going to pull a name, and we will see who our first winner is, and I'll tell you what we won. The prize, it's a $100 bill from the North Metro chapter.
Ooh, wow, that's awesome.
That's a pretty great first door prize. I hope people are in session seated. Or maybe I hope they're not. My name's in the box.
Let's see. Ha, Cody Bear.
All right, did we find Cody? Renee, would you like to do one more before we move on?
I'll be happy to. The next is, if any of you guys are kind of hungry, this smells amazing. This is a bag of freshly baked from, I don't know the name of the bakery, I'm sorry, pretzel bites.
Yeah.
And this goes to, hang on just a second.
There are 50 pretzel bites in that package, guys.
I don't know how.
From Greeley.
What is this? Okay, I can't read this one. This goes to Jessica Beecham.
This is my lucky gear. I never have won a door prize at our Colorado convention, so I have to
Jessica.
Say I'm super excited.
How do you shut this off? She's there.
Go ahead, JJ. All right, everybody. All right, everybody. Can you hear me? You got to scoot up a little. Can you hear me? Can you hear the music? Are you ready to dance?
Yeah!
All right, everybody. This is about the Greeley chapter. I'm going to do a little song for you. I want my chapter involved. I've got Raz Terese, Rodney Tashiro, Brenda Tashiro, Blair Reynolds, and Chris and Jeff Nance. I want you all with me. Chapter with me.
Yeah.
Woo! We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Oh, we are family. I got my Greeley chapter with me. We welcome to Northern Colorado. Make yourselves at home. Here we like to keep things a little informal with all kinds of folks. Now all of the people who visit, they say, damn, the city smells. But let me state for the record, community is what we do well. We are family. I got my Greeley chapter with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Hey, we are family. I got my Greeley chapter with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Every third Saturday, we're together. For the no-codes blind, we share tech skills and tools with each other. As we live our lives, we won't. You'll always find friends and something to do to better this place. I got your back and I'm helping too. Let's make some moves in our Greeley way. Everybody now, come on. Lily. I got my Greeley chapter with me. Hey, we are.
guys, I want to hear you louder. Come on.
We are family. We are family. I got my Greeley chapter with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Let's hear it one more time, guys. One more time.
We are family. We are family. My Greeley chapter with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Now, how much fun was that, everybody? I had fun with those lyrics, and Paul Sandoval, thank you for telling me about the Sonos Roam speaker. Yep. All right, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started with our, what do you call that thing? Sorry, our, thank you, our National Federation of the Blind Pledge. All right, everyone. I pledge to participate actively in the effort of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution. Thank you, everyone. All right, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started with our Greeley chapter presentation. Well, we have started, but with our Greeley chapter presentation, I want to give another shout out to Sailor, my godson, for reading the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm so proud of you, Sailor. And he is going to be honored by his school for being here, so we're very excited. He has known me and my wife since he was 2 years old, so he knows his blindies. All right, everyone. The National Federation of the Blind of Greeley was founded in 2000. We had our 22-year anniversary this year. Among those present at our founding meeting were Linda Anderson and her mother Bonnie and her sister Betty, Tina Ector-Manis, Tom Anderson, Melissa Green, Kevin and Bridget Worley. You guys were there too. Marty Rand and Rita Ronquillo, among others. I believe at that first meeting there were about 50 people. Wow. For a while, we had a column in the Greeley Tribune for our Greeley chapter. Had a really great time with that. We've had a few veterans in our chapter, including Bill Fuller, Bill Almer, and Joe Stoltz. Thank you very much for your service, gentlemen. Throughout the years, we have had Greeley chapter luncheons and picnics. We are a very community-oriented chapter. When I think about Greeley, I think about community. We have had our lunches. We had our vision fair for a few years, and I believe quite a few of the vendors who would come down to be at our vision fair are here. So thank you so much to all of you for coming to our vision fair and sharing with Greeley what blindness is about and how we live the lives we want. Actually, Jessica, I remember a couple of the vision fairs you presented. I do remember that, so thank you, Jess. Yeah. All right. Most recently, we have had our movie night. We had an audio-described movie night. Had a lot of fun with that. We watched Zootopia, so that was very much fun. We have done food and toy drives for the city of Greeley. I'll wait a second.
We can't hear you very well.
Okay, can you hear me better? Okay. I was afraid of the feedback. Sorry, guys. Thanks. I didn't want to blast everyone's ears out, so. Okay, so we have had our vision fairs. In case anyone didn't hear, we've had vision fairs over the years. We've had a column in the Greeley Tribune. We've had luncheons and picnics for our Greeley chapter, with our Greeley chapter. We had a movie night where we watched an audio-described version of Zootopia. That was very fun. We have done food and toy drives for around the community, especially with the Montessori School of Greeley. And we have honored over the years, we've honored quite a few members within our community and our chapter, so we've had We've honored Greeley Evans Transit. We have very friendly and kind drivers in our Greeley Evans area. And we're very proud. We just got the new buses in the last few years that actually announced the stops as you're going. So that was a pretty big win for Greeley, I gotta say. We have honored Grace Napier and Kay Farrell, who have both worked in the vision department at, worked in the vision, the teacher of the visually impaired department at, what do you call it? At University of Northern Colorado. We have honored Melissa Green for her work in, with people in India. She worked to teach English to children in India. We've had a few scholarship winners from the Greeley chapter. Who's here that's been a scholarship winner? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, well, we've had more than that. We've had Cody Bear. We've had Miss Green. We've had Marty Ron. We've had, I'm reading initials, Dora Lopez. We have had Ashley Nybert and myself. I am a proud National Federation of the Blind of Colorado scholarship winner. Thank you. And we've had a couple of members over the years that have passed away. I'd like to take time to remember Bill Fuller. I believe Grace Napier has passed away. And Joe Stoltz. Yeah, so I want to just do a quick moment of silence for them and anybody else in our chapters over the years that have passed away. Thank you, everyone. So I'd like to take some time to spotlight some of our members and what they have had to say about the NFB of Greeley. We have had, at the moment, our board is myself as president, Raz Terizi as vice president. Linda Anderson has been our amazing, amazing, faithful, diligent, hardworking treasurer for many, many years. We have been very proud of Linda as treasurer. We have had, let's see, we've got J.P. Trevino as secretary. And we have board members. We've got Rodney Tashiro on our board. So thank you, all of you, for all of your service in this chapter. We have yes, I am very proud of this next piece. I am, okay. Two last things I want to say quickly. For our door prize and auction items, Rodney and Brenda have been working tirelessly, painstakingly all over Colorado to gather door prize and auction items. I did the math a couple nights ago. They gathered $1,746 in door prize items. They gathered $3,106 in auction items, totaling $4,807 in items that our Rodney and Brenda have gathered. And I believe, Jessica, you have a presentation for them?
I do. So so Rodney and Brenda, we actually have for you two of our Louis Braille coins, which are solid silver Louis Braille coins that were minted and run as a limited edition, and JJ will present this to you, but I remember how much you loved, Rodney, your membership coin at the chapters, so we just wanted to say how much we appreciate and love you all and are so honored that you are willing to put so much work into making sure that we had wonderful door prizes and auction items for our convention.
Thank you. Thank you, Jessica, so much. And again, Rodney and Brenda, I couldn't do this without you. So thank you so much to both of you. and to my chapter. I am fiercely proud of Greeley. Our members have shared that they really appreciate, you know, the informal. My members have said that they really appreciate the informal way that we do meetings. We are very relationship and community oriented. I was called a type A personality for the first time in my life this week. So that was pretty impressive by our newcomer, our newest member, Blair Reynolds. And we believe in everybody in our chapter, no matter where your station is in life or where you are coming from or what you bring in with you or the mistakes that you've made in your blindness journey. We are here for you. And as I said in the song, we have your back and we are helping too. So thank you, everybody, so much for being here. Thank you for having us host this convention, and I hope you all have a wonderful time.
Thank you, JJ. Thank you, Jess. Awesome. Thank you. You were wonderful. All right, now we are going to bring up Julie Deaton, who is going to introduce some students from our Colorado Center for the Blind for a special performance.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to convention. And I am not Julie Deaton, just in case you thought maybe Julie had a cold. No. So we are here. We have a couple of amazing vocalists and a wonderful guitar player. They just arranged this beautiful cover over, last weekend?
Yeah.
Last weekend. And they wanted to spread just the positivity and energy that we all feel. So let's have Matt give us a little... Let's see if we can hear that guitar real quick. We'll call them the CCB Singers. Yeah.
How's everyone doing?
Hope y'all are doing well.
Woo!
Awesome.
You want, nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through. So you're blind, you'll be fine. We got good news. You can live the life you want. Yes, we know the truth.
Ooh. Gotta keep moving. Make a change in the ways. That's what we do.
The life you want, nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun. So you're fine, you'll be fine. We got good news. Live the life you want. Yes, we know the truth. Me and me, let's dream together. Me and me, lives on forever. You will see. Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through.
So you're blind, you'll be fine. We got good news.
You live the life you want.
Yes, we know the truth.
You live the life you want.
Yes, we know the truth.
You live the life you want.
Yes, we know.
Thank you so much. That was fantastic. All right, sound crew, can we play the message from Scott? While we're waiting for that, can we get a door prize?
All right. Sandy, would you like to draw a name? And this one is for, what is this thing? What is this thing? Liam, what is this one? Okay.
Here's the name.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't want to.
Hang on, little discombobulated. All right, let's see. It is for how do I say this last name? Sorry, I'm trying to pronounce his last name. The first name is Dan. That's it, yes. Sorry. And Dan has a huge jar of trail mix and a gift card for 3 margaritas. So if you can stand up, he'll be brought to you. Thank you. Did you want another one, Jess?
Yeah. All right. Now, a message from Scott LaBar.
Greetings, my fellow Federation family, my Colorado family. Hope all of you are well. I'm recording this on Thursday. What is today anyway? The 27th, I guess? Anyway, I wanted to tell you a little bit about why I am not there physically in person. I have made every NFP Colorado convention since 1994, and it is breaking my heart to be gone. I would only miss a convention if something so substantial occurred that it was unavoidable. In my case, and perhaps some of you have heard, I have a form of cancer, blood cancer, known as multiple myeloma. It is a very treatable cancer. They don't have a cure for it yet, but treatable indeed. However, like all cancer stuff, once you start getting into the treatment phases, you can run into some issues or run into some issues because of the cancer. That's what's happening to me. I first started down a diagnostic path to figure out what the heck was going on right after National Convention, really, when I went into the hospital for a couple of days to deal with shortness of breath issues that had become rather acute. And then it started us down a long, windy road, or what feels like a long, windy road, to this cancer diagnosis. And there's over 100 different forms of multiple myeloma. My particular case it's cancer of your plasma and your bloodstream, and it comes out of the bone marrow. One of the things it does is creates something called amyloid. And amyloid are broken down proteins that are malformed. And as my doctor described it, my oncologist, so artfully, medically, technically, scientifically, it's sticky goo. And this sticky goo gets in places to cause you trouble, like your heart, in my case, or your kidneys, which I think is also happening in my case. And obviously, if you don't treat it, you're gone in less than a year. And people used to be, as recently as, I don't know, 20 years ago, definitely gone within that year. Now, thank God, it's not the case because of the treatments they have. They have so many different treatments. They literally do a lot of blood typing, genetic sequencing to figure out exactly how to attack your version of the myeloma. So I'm going to be okay, but it's going to take quite a while. And, of course, there are all the regular caveats. The cancer can cause complications. I could drop dead of a heart attack or whatever. But the point is, I have a really good shot. And one of the reasons I have a really good shot is all of you. So many of you have been pouring out love and prayers and positive energy and all of that. Please keep it coming. I need it. I'm sending it right back to you because we all need that. We all need those forces. We need God. We need the love, the support, the positive energy that is in our universe, and we need to direct it towards each other. firmly believe that. I love you guys. Love each and every one of you in the room. Some of you I've never met, but I love you because you have chosen to be part of us. That's not the only reason I love you. I'm sure you're an adorable person, but in any event, we need to be a community. We need to be there for each other. We need to help one another because the work we are doing in this federation is so critical. It changes lives. It is inspirational. It helps all of us. Look, without the NFB, I wouldn't have had the 54 plus years now that I have had. Well, I guess I met the NFB in 1986, so when I was 18 years old. So what is that? That's 36 plus years. After, you know, without the NFB in my life these last 36 years, wouldn't have what I have in many ways. And so I'm very thankful. Let me just say a few other things that, you know, I want to salute and congratulate Jessica on her first convention, Jessica Beecham, of course. I remember running my first convention in 2006 in Pueblo with Diane in my ear all the time. Love you, Diane, but you were trying to give me a lot of advice. And you thought I did a few things that were kind of silly. I probably did, but I was a new president. You know, I had to try something new. But I remember how nervous I was. We were down there in Pueblo at the Marriott. It was our hotel. We were connected to a convention center, literally right to the hotel. It was a good convention. It really was. And I hope we've had great conventions since. I think we have. And I know we're going to have even greater conventions, including this one, going forward. And I just want to say about Jessica these few things. About 10 years ago now or so, we, as an affiliate, were looking to hire somebody to do, you know, some membership building, some community development, some just helping us run the affiliate, quite frankly. And we put out the word everywhere, and lo and behold, one of the people that applied is this young woman named Jessica Beecham. Didn't know much about her. I knew she'd been a national scholarship winner. I know she, you know, had that very intriguing, captivating Tennessee accent. I can hear her singing Rocky Top. So we brought her in. You know, the first set of interviews we did all via phone. Yeah, there was something before Zoom, folks. Anyway, we did all that via phone, and we identified our top, I don't know, three, four, whatever it was. Jessica, by far, was one of those. And so we flew her in. If you want to know stories about Jessica and flying in here, Lisa picked her up at the airport to talk to Lisa. And when we interviewed Jessica, it was on a Saturday, and we were doing it at the conference room now, the small conference room at the center. And our Colorado Center for the Blind, of course. Go CCB! Anyway, by the end of that day, it was clear to each and every one of us that Jessica was our choice. She gave an incredible interview, well prepared. I know she was nervous, but she did a great job. So I called her on the phone and offered her the job. And it took some of my lawyer persuasion, my inimitable charm, and anything else, cheating, I think, some too, to convince Jessica to, take the job. But I am so thankful, and we should all be thankful she did, because we saw in Jessica enormous potential, enormous leadership development, and quite frankly, you know, in trying to determine who should transition from my presidency, it was, at least in my mind, a no-brainer, even though that we had some other folks that were really strong as well. Jessica possesses a love, I think is maybe the chief thing. Any good federation leader has to have love. She has imagination, courage, tenacity like nothing else, and she's got creativity, and I think this is the perfect time for her to be our president. So I want to thank you, Jessica, for your service. want to thank everybody for your service. We need all of you, all of our officers, all of our board members, all of our other leaders, chapter presidents. Doesn't matter what you are doing in the NFB, we need you. Anything you do advances and builds who we are. And so if it's just selling some candy bars to raise money for your chapter, or sitting at a table handing out brochures about the NFB, or calling some blind people, you know, and getting them involved, or whatever, we need you. And Federation changed my life. It gave me the gifts, the talents, the resources, the mentors, the inspiration to move forward. And quite frankly, in my what I think about life is that one of the main purposes of being here on this rock, this that we call Earth, is, you know, you should live your life with inspiration and motivation towards a greater cause and purpose. To find some way to leave life and leave this planet and leave our humanity a little bit better whenever we sort of shuffle off that mortal coil. And so I know that my work in the NFB does that. I know your work in the NFB does that. And it's critical. It's critical so that the blind children of tomorrow, whether here in the U.S. or Ghana or Liberia, anywhere, they have a better life than we do. That's the goal. Okay, so in closing, I just want to shout out a couple of people. Everly Hairston, our national rep, thank you for being with us. I tried to get you many years ago, but you told President Riccobono you would not go under a LaBar administration or regime. Maybe someday when they change presidents, you would go. I'm just kidding. Oftentimes, the NFP of California Convention has been at the same time as ours. So, obviously, Ever needed to be there. But we love you, Ever. And you're speaking of inspirations. You are an amazingly, wonderfully talented, inspirational, charismatic, beautiful woman. And you've been one of our great leaders. And I know you'll continue to be, and I'm so glad you're with us. I'm just so sorry I'm not there with you. So want to shout out to all of our officers, of course, Cody, Bear, and Maureen, and Julie. And Julie, of course, also is executive director of our center. They've all been very supportive. Maureen, you know, Maureen's battled a lot more stuff than I ever have, and I pray ever will. And she's been a very supportive, loving member, giving me advice about how to handle hospitals and doctors and just about basically, you know, you take one step at a time and you keep moving, keep working hard. And so thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Julie. And, of course, Kevin, my brother, I have a biological brother who I love tremendously, and he's been very supportive. But Kevin, I love you, brother, and I thanks for being such a great friend and supportive. You know, Kevin and I at first didn't like each other. He thought I was a brash, yuppie, preppy, you know, arrogant, all that kind of thing, kid. And that's probably what's true. Who knows? But I love you, Kev. The last bunch that I want to thank, of course, is the LaBar bunch. Anahit has been my partner and soulmate through this. Through 20-plus years of marriage, but especially through this, and love you, and couldn't do this without you. Alex and Emily have been loving and right here, and of course, Mocha misses me and sends her love. So thank you, LaBars. Love all of you. I cannot tell you how much your love support means to me. We got a lot of work to do, and I'm now going to sign off and let you get to that work. Breaks my heart not to be there, but let's go build this NFB. Let's, with hope, love, and determination, make this a better world for all of us. So God bless you. I love you. I miss you. I will hopefully be participating some from Zoom when I can. But as you know, in hospitals, they snatch you sometimes, and they take you to this treatment, that treatment. And then sometimes you sit around for a long time wondering if anybody actually is in the hospital. But anyway. You guys take care. Have a wonderful 2022 NFB of Colorado Convention.
We'll definitely have a convention, and it will definitely be wonderful, but Scott's presence is sorely missed. We love him so dearly, and I know I'm sending all the best love and wishes and prayers and good vibes from the very, very bottom of my heart, and I know that each of you join me in that as well. We love you, Scott. Oh, can we, let's do a big, you know, so Scott actually, he is not able to join us interactively this morning, but he's having a treatment, but he is listening. So on the count of three, let's give him a big we love you, Scott. One, two, three. We love you, Scott. All right, thanks for that. We're going to move into our next presentation. And we're so honored to have as our national rep this year, Everly Hairston. Now, Everly is special for many, many reasons, and she's going to tell us a lot more about herself tomorrow night. But Everly is a civil rights activist. She marched with Dr. King. She has been on our national board since 2010. She's been one of my biggest role models in the organization. In fact, she actually repped the first state convention in Tennessee that I ever attended. I'm so happy and honored to have Everly here with us to give us a national report. Thank you, Everly.
Good morning. You know, I feel like we have heard from Jessica and from Scott, and guess what? It just tells us how much love we are surrounded by. And so I come to you filled with hope, energy, and love by participating in the National Federation of the Blind. My expectations are raised. My contributions make a difference to me and to you. And because of that, I can celebrate the realization of my dreams with all of you here. Thank you. To Jessica Beecham, I was going to mention that as well, Jessica. My first national rep job was in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And many of them said, are you from Tennessee? I said, no, I'm from North Carolina. But anyway, it was great. I was nervous, but I met wonderful, loving people like Jessica. And to the members of the Board of Colorado, members and the friends of the Federation, I bring you greetings from our president, Mark Riccobono. How's my sound out there? Mark Riccobono, our president, he would love to be here, of course, but there is no way, and it's almost next to impossible, for him to make all 52 affiliates. Huh. Could you? But anyway, I'm here to represent our president. Now, what is it that I feel that you need to know about our president? I want you to know that he is a very compassionate person. He's very caring. He's a husband with a wife and three children. He is certainly a great role model for his two blind daughters. He teaches all of us the importance of mentoring and caring for young blind children. You know, not only is Mark a family man, he is one who has taken under his wings just recently diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's right. It was talked about for years, but he had the pleasure and he had the thought of making it real. And therefore, we have to congratulate our president for bringing on board diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's Mark Riccobono. Now, some of you may say, well, okay, you're the national rep, you're representing Mark Riccobono. What about you, and why do you keep coming? Well, I started in 1987. I have not missed a national convention since. And the reason that I continue to attend our conventions and be very much involved in the National Federation of the Blind is because when I attend a national convention, I get refueled. Have you ever known or heard of a car that could run off of just air? Well, I go to the conventions to get refueled. All of the resources, the information, the education, the socializing, all of it is important to me. And when I go, I get inspired, and it helps me to get through the year. Because I don't know about you, but we are met with challenges every day of our lives. And you know, as a car, whether it's gas or whether it is electricity, you have to recharge in order to continue. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right. So that's what I do. I stay involved so that I can continue to be charged and continue to go to conventions like this and do my best to let you know the importance of being here. Not just being here, but to be involved and to share what you can to inspire others to do as you are doing. Well, we just finished our convention 2022 in New Orleans, Louisiana. How many of you were there? It was a wonderful convention. It was my 36th consecutive convention, and I enjoyed every moment of it. Although some members, and this is real, did get COVID while we were there, and that's real. But it didn't stop us from doing what we needed to do at that convention. No one, fortunately, was so ill that they couldn't come back again. And so we are looking for those persons to return to Houston, Texas, 2023. How many of you going to be there? Houston, Texas. That's right. Well, many of you know and are aware of our STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. Many of you are aware of that program. So, we have had this program for over 15 years. You know, that's a long time to bring students to Baltimore, Maryland, and to have training. Well, now we are going to give affiliates an opportunity to do that training, to have a STEM program in your state. And you don't have to worry about how you're going to accomplish this task, because training will take place in Baltimore, Maryland. So if you're interested, please contact. I want Karen so that you can get more details. Karen Anderson, she will be happy to give you all of the information that you will need so that you can start up your program, and she will let you know about the training that you can receive at the National Center in Baltimore. So that's what we are hoping. Many graduates of the STEM program are now working in STEM programs, either in science, technology, education, and or math. So let's continue to support the STEM program, and let's see if we can do that program here in the state of Colorado. And thank you for that. This program will take place, if you are interested, in the spring of 2023. I just want you to know that. We don't expect it to happen now, but in 2023, in the spring. And I'm sure Karen will be excited to hear from you. Okay, our next presidential release is going to be held in my state, California. It's going to be held during the California Convention, and that will take place on, does anybody know? That's right, November 3rd in San Diego, California. So, but I want you, many of you, I know that you listen to our presidential release on Zoom. And fortunately, I have had the opportunity to hear the president in person before, and this will be my second time listening to the president give the presidential release in person. And I want all of you to realize that it's so important to play the presidential release in your chapter meeting. Many people say, oh, well, I heard it. I listened to it the other night. But there may be one or two persons in your chapter who have not had the opportunity to hear the presidential release. And even if you have heard it, it is nothing wrong with listening to it again, because often we may miss something the first time around. Isn't that right? So let's listen to it a second time. Okay. And of course, you know it's in Spanish and it's captioned. So let's keep these playing at chapter meetings. We now have a group of persons, Federationists, who are really meeting, and they are preparing for our strategic plan. Well, what is it that we go by now for our four pillars in the Federation? One is education. One is rehabilitation. One of the most important pillars of our organization is membership and communication. You know that at our grassroots, and that would be at our chapters, it is so important to build membership at the chapter level. There are so many persons who attend a chapter for the first time, and they have no idea. Many of them may have said, well, I heard that it's a very militant organization, and I'm not sure that I want to be a part of it. Well, you can now join what the membership committee is doing, and that is to have monthly meetings so that you can ask some of those questions that you are really concerned about. You may want to say, well, look, why did the National Federation of the Blind get the reputation of being a militant organization? What I want you to know The National Federation of the Blind believes in the hopes and dreams of the nation's blind. Every day, we work together, and I mean that together, to help blind people live the lives they want. So all of those persons who may be curious about the NFB and what we're doing or what we're not doing, you can ask questions to dispel some of the myths about the National Federation of the Blind. You can discuss the benefits of membership. It's not always about the negatives, but what are the benefits of being a member of the National Federation of the Blind? Scott mentioned several of those, and I hope you were listening because he truly identified many of the benefits of being a member of the National Federation of the Blind. So I want you to make sure that all your chapters are implementing the new membership process by welcoming and bringing new members into the Federation family. We are a family. That's why I love that song. We are a family. It's not just the Greeley chapter, but we, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, we are a what? Family. That's right. There are also focused conference calls by the membership chairs. And so in Colorado, I hope you do have a membership chairperson. Okay. One of the things that we often say if we're on an elevator or we are, someone may say, oh, what is the National Federation of the Blind? And what is it really all about? And then that's when you have an opportunity to talk about our brand architecture. The one-minute message. Who can tell me what our tagline is? Live the life you want. But our one-minute message says, the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines who? Right. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create what? Obstacles between blind people and our dreams. We know and believe that you can live the life you want because blindness, that's right, will do what? Not hold you back. That is right. One of the parts of our brand architecture that I truly love for the National Federation of the Blind, and that is our brand personality. Who are we? Scott also talked about this. We are an organization that is inspiring, powerful, innovative, and inviting. That's who we are. That's our personality. Brand personality, inspiring, innovative, powerful, and inviting. How powerful are you in your chapter? How powerful are you in your affiliate? How innovative of you in your chapter? Do you come up with new ideas and work towards implementing those ideas? How many people have you invited to your chapter or invited to your national or your state convention? Invite people. And that is extremely important to do. It is important that you bring in a member and that you give them one of our cards, a membership card. On one side is the one-minute message, and the other side is our pledge, which was stated here today. You know, but the NFB pledge is our pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind. To do what? To achieve opportunity, equality and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution. So many people just say those words, but you need to internalize it. Know what it means, and what does it mean to you? We have many radio service announcements. And how many of you have taken one of these radio public announcements to your local radio station? That's one way of teaching people in the community about who we are and that they can then join the National Federation of the Blind. Not only do we have these radio service announcements now in English, they're also in Spanish. So make sure whatever community you're in, whatever your local radio station is in your area, take these announcements to your local station. Okay. We now have a diversity, equity, and inclusion division, and that's under Sean Calloway. They have finally had their first meeting, and so let's support that division. It's one of the newest divisions under the National Federation of the Blind. Parental rights legislation. Many states already have a bill under the parental rights legislation. Unfortunately, we do not have one in the state of in California. But let me just tell you what happened. We need one desperately and working on it. But there was a young man who was taking care of his 5-year-old daughter. And one day, he had gone to visit his mother, who was in the same town he was, in this city in California. And what the mother did after their visit, she called the authorities and reported that her son was blind and he had no business in taking care of his 5-year-old daughter. Well, fortunately, he contacted me. At that time, I was president of the NFB of California. And I turned around and contacted the national office. I spoke to Valerie Yinglin. And shortly after that, we were able to get Sharon Westbaum to handle the case. And we worked on it. And we worked on it. And unfortunately, the young man's daughter was taken away. She was placed in diapers. But, you know, we are members of the National Federation of the Blind. So, yes, she was placed there for a couple of weeks. But after the National Federation of the Blind got involved, really involved, and Sharon went to California, and we were able to get the daughter back in the home of the father. But the ironic thing about this story, and it's really sad, is because the mother had a stroke. The young man's mother had a stroke. And the only person that was willing to take care of her was her son. And since that time, she has passed on. But he forgave her for what she had done. But this just lets us know, adoption agencies and other agencies in the hospital, sometimes the nurses, they will report a blind person who has a child because they, and because of their lack of knowledge and understanding of what the blind can do, they will report you. But that's why we need parental rights legislation in all of the states throughout the United States. And because of that, it makes me think of our brand promise. Together, with love, hope, and determination, we transform. Anybody know the rest? Dreams into reality. That is right. So yes, his dream came true by being able to raise his daughter. Okay. We don't have in the National Federation of the Blind the opportunity to handle all legal cases. But there is a legal form that you can fill out, and we can't assist with every request. It's impossible. But there are a lot of resources and a lot of tools, and you can contact Valerie Yingling, and you can reach her at vyingling@nfb.org, or you may contact her at our national office. Most of you know that number, but if you don't, that number is 410-659-9314, and that's extension 2440. That is Valerie Yingling. Okay, and she can direct you as to where you need to go. And make sure that you fill out the form that you might need to fill out. You know, Social Security has some strange intake methods now. And so the kiosks certainly are not accessible. But we're asking you, if you would like to be a tester, please contact Valerie Yingling. Again, at that extension, 2440. If you want to be a tester, go to your Social Security office and find out if it is accessible. If it's not, you want to report that, because we need to gather all of that information. Now, all of us know about the Uber ride denials, right? Not just Uber, we know about Lyft. Well, I have a story. I arrived in Denver, Colorado last evening. And you know, when you're at the airport, you gotta cross over to the island so that you can call Uber or Lyft. Well, I called Uber. The first driver acted as if he didn't see me. So I knocked on the window a few times, because I had Ira out, and I could hear Ira telling me the tag number, okay? And I said, this is the car. What is wrong with this person? And then I had the name, so I knocked on. I said, are you Edwin? And he didn't say anything. So then my thought at that moment was, well, this is not some person I want to ride with anyway. Well, I went on my app, and I contacted another Uber driver. That person said to me, point blank, no, I don't feel like driving to Greeley, so I'm sorry, I won't take you. I was standing out there, and it was snowing. Okay, so I called a third time. I don't know if that second or first driver denied me because I was standing there with my cane. I don't know. But I don't have to assume anything. I just know I didn't ride with either of them. But the third driver was very gracious, very helpful, and he got me here safely. And that's all that matters. So we know that Uber will deny persons with guide dogs, with canes, or just will deny you. And so that is, so please, if you have an incident like I had yesterday, make sure that you fill out one of our forms. And continue to do that, because we need to know what is really happening with our rideshare programs, okay? Excuse me. Now, Amazon. Anybody in here work from Amazon? Oh, no Amazon workers. Okay. Well, many in California work for Amazon. And unfortunately, they have experienced a lot of discrimination. The fulfillment center has hired them, but they will put them on leave indefinitely, or they're in one of the fulfillment centers and they don't have the equipment, the accessibility needs that they need. And Amazon is not doing anything about it. And if anyone in here, which I didn't hear anyone, but what we're doing is asking, you may know someone in another state, someone may talk to you about it. Encourage them to contact Valerie Yinglin if this is something that they are experiencing. Now, listen to this. UNC Healthcare failed to put their materials in Braille to a client. And guess what? Now they have to pay over $100,000. Because this patient complained because there were no materials that were accessible to him. And so that's what has happened. If you go in the hospital, many of you know that. I remember once when I was in the hospital and they put a sign over my bed, blind. But guess what? When the nurses came and tried to get me to take the medication, and I said, excuse me, but I put this in the palm of my hand, and it's different than what I have taken before. What is it? Ma'am, I don't have much time. Would you go in and take the medication because I have other patients to see? I said, well, I'm not taking this, ma'am. Nurse, I'm not taking this until I know what it is. May I see the supervisor, please? And I tried to be kind and compassionate. And so she said, she walked out of the room. Next, the supervisor came in and she said, Ms. Harrison, what's the problem? I said, I simply asked, what was this medication? Because it's different than what I was taking earlier. And I wanted to know if the doctor had prescribed something different. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't take it. It's a blood thinner. We must be responsible for ourselves. Find a way. It's important. We can't just rely on hospital staff. We can't always rely on others. That's why it is important for you to have skills, to understand the knowledge, and how you can meet challenges no matter where you are or what you're involved in, so that you can be taken care of properly. That's important. Okay, our Washington seminar is scheduled for January the 30th. One of the most important legislative issues that we're going to discuss at our Washington seminar is website and software and application and accessibility act. Yes. That's what we are going to be talking about, advocating for. Why? Because any of you who are using a computer and you know for a fact that there are many websites that are not accessible to the blind. But fortunately, In the Senate now, it is 4,998. And in the House is 9,021. But on September the 29th, that's when we had some good luck. Because on September the 29th, the person that introduced the bill was Senator Tammy Duckworth. Yes. And right now we do have a couple other co-sponsors, who is Sabane. We have him. And so we have, and that's John Sarbanes. He's from Maryland, just so you know. We have Bob Casey from Pennsylvania. And we also have Brian Schatz. We need someone from California. We need someone from Colorado. We need someone from Alabama. We need someone from Georgia. We need co-sponsors from all of our states. And so we can pass this bill. Website and software and application and Accessibility Act. That's what we need. And that's what we are going to be taking to Washington, D.C. in January 2023. Okay. We're also going to continue to discuss, you know, I can't believe, many of you know in 1938, I think it was, but it was before all of us were born in here, I guess. Maybe Diane, maybe. Yes. But let me tell you. Can you believe that that's how long, 32 years is? We have been working on the rehabilitation. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. And so we still have persons who are receiving less than minimum wage. We have persons who are working in workshops that are still getting a dollar plus an hour. Isn't that crazy in our day and time? But it is time for us to fight and do something about it. So call your legislators and please ask them to authorize the Department of Justice to pass these bills. Access Technology Affordability Act, that's another one. Yes, get working on contacting our legislators. Access Technology Affordability Act. We must get that passed in 2023. Let's work on it. How many phone calls have you made? How many emails have you written? It is time to get busy. And also, we also have, you know, the medical bill. So many of our digital machines, et cetera, that we medical persons use, especially for persons who are diabetic, or even if you have a problem with high blood pressure, for an example. And you know the monitors for measuring your blood pressure, they should be accessible so that you can do that at home, measure your blood pressure yourself, not having to go into the drugstore or go into your family doctor just to get that done. So let's continue to work on that. Non-Visual Medical Accessibility Act. Let's work on that. And you know, of course, that's under the Food and Drug Administration, so, but that, when you call and ask about, they certainly know about it. Now, I know that you in Colorado are one of the best states in the United States that contribute to our PAC plan. It is evident because you are number two. Maryland is number one. But I know that you have more than 67 persons here in the state of Colorado that could get on the PAC plan. So if you are not on the PAC plan, pre-authorized check, if you're not on the PAC plan, it is time to what? Get on. We need your contributions right away. Help fund our movement. It must be done so all our battles can be won. Woo! All right. Susie used to listen to Scott sing that song and others. All right. Okay. Let's see where we want to go from here. Okay. We do have a career mentoring program. I was just the national rep in Indiana, and two of the persons that were speakers there, one is a nurse working in a hospital. That was my dream when I was 17 years old. I wanted to become a nurse. But at that time, there were no other blind nurses. Well, there is a blind nurse, and the career mentoring program could be very helpful to others who are blind who would like to become a nurse. She spoke at the Indiana Convention, and it was very interesting, and I am hoping that we can hear from her in 2023 at our convention in Houston, Texas. Also, there was another person that I think could help others under the career mentoring program, and this young lady is a pharmacist. And so if you know of others who would like to become a pharmacist, a blind pharmacist, that is a person who could use some mentoring through our mentoring program. Through our mentoring program, we have persons who are successful in a field, and they can be a role model for others who would like to have that same career that they are introducing or talking to them about. So let's try Newsline for the Blind. One of the things I love about Newsline for the Blind is when I'm traveling and I'm on an airplane or train or whatever, you know, I love taking out my phone and listening to the news because I'm always going to get some attention from someone saying, "What is that?" I said, "Oh, it's Newsline for the Blind." And I can pick up it. You know, they have their newspapers with them, and there's several pages, and they're trying to turn the pages. And I said, "See, I can get mine right here on my phone. I don't have to have all that paper. I'm not turning pages. I'm just flipping on my phone." So it's a way to brag about Newsline for the Blind. And he says, "Yes, but I'm reading about Ukraine." I said, "Well, I can too." So it is wonderful that we have Newsline for the Blind. If you don't have it, I suggest that you get it on your phones. It is a wonderful benefit that you can have. You know that we have the Independence Market. You can contact them if you have items that you need to get, resources, canes, etc. So all kinds of products, you can call our national office and speak to someone at our national office, Independence Market, to purchase those items that you wish to get. Okay. Plan giving. Dream Maker Circle. Plan giving. Dream Maker Circle. We are asking all members to think about becoming a member of our Dream Circle. this is where there are so many ways in which you can do this. Payable on death account, naming the NFB as a beneficiary, or from your pension or other accounts. This is something that you can do. One of the things that most of the members of the National Federation of the Blind have done is we have become a member of the Dreammaker Circle. When you prepare your will, you can make sure that you leave the National Federation of the Blind a fixed amount. Okay. So if more information that you may need regarding our Dreammaker Circle, you can contact Patty Chain at pchain@nfb.org. So that is about the Dreammaker Circle. You know that we have the Braille Monitor. I think it is the best magazine out there. You learn about so many different people. They tell their stories. There's always information. And if you have not looked at the articles that talked about all and gave us highlights about the convention that was held in New Orleans, you can do that. So our Braille Monitor is our flagship magazine. It's important that you get it and read it because there are some very interesting stories about blind people. And talking about living the lives that they want in this. Okay, one of the most exciting things that I think has happened recently, the National Federation of the Blind is pursuing a civil rights museum. Meaning creating inspiration. And so this museum, hopefully, will be right at our in our national office. Isn't that wonderful? People can come from all around the United States and abroad to the national office and come to our Civil Rights Museum. Stories that are out there can now be placed in our museum. So I want you to, the purpose of this museum is to explore the struggles, and many blind persons, as you know, have many struggles, but they can share the struggles that they've had, and they will be heard in this museum. People like Diane McGeorge. She has a wealth of stories. And even at when you go to our National Center, and you can see and hear what Diane and her husband George have done. This is the kind of stuff that's going to be in our Civil Rights Museum, talking about people like that. Also, I've already been asked, when I served under Dr. Martin Luther King in the civil rights movement, the stories, the challenges, the things that I went through can now be placed in our Civil Rights Museum. Thank you. I'm excited about this museum. I hope you are too. And through your excitement and through mine, I have made a commitment to contribute to this museum, a monetary contribution. Our president has also asked that our board members make a contribution, make a pledge to our Civil Rights Museum. So I say to you, think about it. Think about what the future means to you and to our children and to our children's children who may be blind. Let's make a bright and challenging future for our children. Thank you, and may God bless you. Okay.